Welcome to this week's message from A New Church. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our website, newchurch.nz. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy this message.
My message is called No Matter the Season, and I just really want to encourage you that no matter what your season looks like that you're living through right now, that you will still be able to flourish and thrive no matter what your season is like. So I hope you're really encouraged. We are currently living in lockdown level 3 in New Zealand. For many of us, it may not feel too much different from level 4. It means that you can go and get takeaway coffees, yay, or takeaways, or maybe you've extended your bubble a little bit. But as I say every week, it just is so crazy to be living through a worldwide pandemic. I remember as a young girl being asked by my teachers at school to do a little project and interview one of my family members. And I was very blessed to have my great-grandmother living up the road from me, so we got to see her regularly. Her name was Muriel Martha Meiklejohn, but we fondly just called her Nandy. And I remember I went and interviewed her about her life, and she shared with me what it was like growing up. And when she was young, in 1918, she lived through the Spanish flu worldwide pandemic. And I remember at the time thinking, whoa, I can't believe you lived through that. She talked to me about how they had to stay in their homes, how they had to get sprayed down with disinfectant type stuff. But here we are right now in 2020, living through a worldwide pandemic as well. So it's amazing. It's something you can tell the future generations about. But you know, many of us are living through really different experiences right now during this worldwide pandemic, depending on what our country is or what our career is. It's crazy when you watch the news. There are places in the world with really high death tolls. There are people losing loved ones, people making massive sacrifices, especially our essential workers. There's financial crisis and economic uncertainty for many people. There's a real big rise in people struggling with anxiety and depression, which is really sad. There are people at home really struggling, whether it's because of being stuck with people maybe that they don't normally hang out with that often, and here they are stuck together for a long period of time. There's parenting, relationship breakdown, marriage struggles. There's loneliness. There are people really suffering from isolation right now. And then you've got people that are just, they're like, I love this. This is fine. I'm enjoying having some downtime. I'm enjoying spending more time with my family or having more time alone. So we're all experiencing different things during this. But you know, no matter where you fall on the spectrum, you know, one thing is sure, that with God, you can know peace and hope during this time, and you can even thrive during this season, and you can be a source of hope for others. And I want you to grab your Bibles this morning if you've got them. And I've got mine here, and I love my Bible. And I'm just going to be reading from a couple of verses this morning and focusing on it. The main one is Jeremiah 17, verse 7 to 8. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Jeremiah 17, 7 to 8, verse 7 says, "But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit." That's such an awesome passage. And it's sort of, these verses create a picture of someone who has their life and their hope not built on the season or the circumstances, like the ups and downs of life, but built on something or someone way more secure, God. Their life and hope is built on God. And it shows us that they're like a tree that's planted near a riverbank, its roots reaching down really deep into the water. And so heat and drought don't bother the tree. It doesn't need special circumstances to thrive. And no matter what happens in life to it, its leaves remain green. It produces fruit. No matter the season, it remains fruitful. And we all have different seasons in our life. And we are like this tree. And I think that our faith needs to remain strong in every season so that we can thrive in every season. And you might think, Christy, how can I? How can I be fruitful? How can I thrive in every season? And I don't have all the answers, but I just have three simple points I wanted to share this morning to encourage you, hopefully, things that have encouraged me or that I'm still working on to help me remain fruitful and thrive in no matter the season that I'm living in. So no matter the season, the first thing I wanted to encourage you with this morning is dig deep. No matter the season, dig deep. And I want to reread in Jeremiah 17, verse 7 to the first part of verse 8, it says, "But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water." And I think the key in this little passage here is that those people who have made the Lord their hope and confidence, those people are blessed. If the Lord is their hope and confidence, their hope and confidence isn't in life around them. It isn't in the seasons or the circumstances. Their hope and confidence is because they dug deep and it's in God. So if you want to thrive in every season, make sure that God is your hope and confidence. Your foundation is Him. And you know, we need to be like trees that our roots go down deep. That, you know, we have a really strong foundation and our source for living isn't reliant on the circumstances or the weather. It's totally reliant on something much deeper, something that doesn't constantly change, something that remains and that is sure. So a really good question to ask yourself and me to ask myself is the Lord my hope and confidence? Or is the latest news update where you put your confidence? Is the Lord your confidence, or are your current feelings where you put your confidence? Is the Lord your confidence, or is your current employment situation where you place your confidence? Those are challenging questions, because so often we have our confidence in circumstances that can easily change, but this passage is encouraging us to have our confidence, our source, our roots down deep into a source that is so reliable, that never lets you down, that never changes. And so I think it's really important to constantly check where we place our confidence. And honestly, just about every day at 1 o'clock, I've been like tuning into the live news, checking out what the stats are, listening to our Prime Minister. But that's not where I put my hope and confidence. It's in something sure, something reliable. Because you would know, and I know, that circumstances continually can change. You know, seasons come and go. Life isn't always sure, but one thing we can always trust in is God and His Word. This is so reliable, and it's always relevant. It's always life-giving. No matter the season, no matter the century you live in, His Word is sure and it's true. So this tree that's roots go down deep into the water is so meant to be like you and me. Like, we get our source and our nourishment and our strength from God and from His Word, and we hold on to that rather than our circumstances. So no matter what the circumstances, this tree flourishes because its roots go down deep. Dig your roots down deep. Dig deep. I want to read another passage of scripture that's sort of similar. Psalm 1, 1 to 3. It says this: "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do." That's such a similar scripture. And you know, when God and His Word are your source and you let your roots go down deep to draw strength and hope from Him, no matter what you're living through, like no matter what the storms, whether it's a drought season, no matter what, you can remain strong. You just have to make sure you're digging deep and not relying on the circumstances. I love in cowboy movies or even in like comedy pieces, when there's like an awkward moment, you often will see like a tumbleweed like go past in the background, and I crack up at that all the time. But when you think about tumbleweeds, they're like these lifeless plants. I think some of them have seeds in them still, but these lifeless plants with no roots, and they're just blown about by circumstances. And I think sometimes I can live my life a bit like a tumbleweed. Like I just get blown here and blown there with my emotions or the circumstances of life. But we're not called to be tumbleweeds. We are called to be like trees who are solid and our roots go down deep, and we're not changing up everything regarding the circumstances. We have our who we are dug down deep into someone who is sure and true. So don't be a tumbleweed. Be like a tree, a strong tree whose roots are deep into God. So yeah, I know from experience, when times are really tough, circumstances or seasons, I find it really easy to naturally just pull back from God. I think when we're unsure or we're disappointed or we're struggling to understand things, it's easy to pull back. But this passage just encourages us and reinforces the need. These are the times where you should dig down even deeper. And can I encourage you, if you're going through stuff and maybe you've got questions or you're feeling really low or struggling, or even if you're not going through stuff, you're like, life is great. Can I encourage you to be like that tree and to just dig down deep and draw down instead of pulling up and pulling back from God? He so wants you to draw closer to him, especially during seasons where it's really tough. You want to stay nourished and you want to stay strong. So fight for that connection with God. So no matter the season, firstly, remember to dig deep. And secondly, I really want to encourage you to stand strong. This season will end. When I look back at different seasons of my life, I am so thankful that some of them are over. There were like seasons where I felt like I was in so much pain. There were seasons where I felt really confused. There are seasons where I felt really dry spiritually. And there are seasons where I have just felt so exhausted. And parenting probably was part of the thing to do with that. But, you know, at the time when I was in those seasons, they honestly felt like they would never end. Like they felt like things would never get better. And I really loved last week when Simon shared on hope, how he talked about no matter what season you're in or no matter what you're going through, there is always hope. No matter what season you are in, it will eventually come to an end. And right now in the world, this season is a really tough season for our world, you know. But we as believers need to remain. We need to hang in there. We need to stand strong. We don't actually know the end of the story yet. This season will eventually come to an end. I'm going to be really honest about my movie taste right now. I absolutely hate, and I know hate is a strong word, but I absolutely hate unpredictable movies. Like, I can't stand them. I just hate not knowing what's going to happen. I don't find that an enjoyable way to relax. Simon does, and my boys do, but I don't. But if I've watched the unpredictable movie at least once, and I know how it ends, I get an idea for the story, then I can really enjoy watching it the next time round. And I'm happy and I enjoy it. And I think that's a lot like us with life. Like, we don't know the end of the story yet, and we can panic and we can hate it, but God knows the end. And we need to remember that he knows the end, and he's always encouraging us, especially in his word, to not give up, to hang in there. And actually, if you read the Bible, it does end well in the end. It's got a really good ending. But I want to encourage you, like parents, right now, if you are struggling right now during this worldwide pandemic, or maybe you're just struggling with parenting, can I encourage you to hang in there? Things get better. I know it's hard. Do ask for help, honestly, but you will get through this. Parenting is one of the hardest jobs out there, but hang in there. You will get through this. You know, business owners or employees, if you're facing really tough times right now, hang in there. Dig deep into God. Your story isn't over yet. Pray for wisdom during this time. And I really felt to encourage you to pray for God-inspired creative ideas for your business. God is such a creative God, and he would love to give you inspirational ways to be creative with your jobs and with your business. If you're currently struggling with depression or anxiety, can I encourage you, don't give up. Talk to someone, get help. It's amazing what a fresh perspective will do when you're going through a really dark time. It can just be the one thing that helps you have hope again. but don't give up. You will not feel this way forever. It may feel right now like it's never ending, but you will not feel this way forever. There is always hope. And there's so many other situations where you need to hang in there. Maybe you're feeling really spiritually dry. Maybe you're suffering from deep loneliness or disappointment. Maybe your marriage is tough, or you've got relationship struggles with friends or family. You know, whatever you're walking through, hang in there, stand strong. This is just a season, and seasons change. But do ask for help. Don't do it alone. I don't know if you know this, but if you're watching live on Facebook or via our website, you can actually go into a private message tab and you can message us right now or email us later if you want to chat with someone and have someone encourage you or pray with you. We'd love to do that. We've got an awesome team that are waiting to encourage you and pray with you and chat with you. I was thinking about the people that I really admire in life, and most of them are people that, you know, the inspirational people that we all admire. Most of them have one thing in common, and it's that they've walked through really long, dark moments in their life, or they've overcome really tough obstacles. And the one thing that sets them apart from others is that they haven't given up. And I wanted to encourage you that right now where you're at, you need to remember you will have a story to tell others and encourage others in the end, but don't give up. Your story could actually help save and influence so many lives. Just don't give up. And it's so important in this time of shaking, when everything's a little bit unstable and scary, that we as believers stand strong and we remain. Because as you stand firm and you draw down deep into God, you actually become a stabilizing factor for those around you who are living through shaky times as well. That's what trees do. And I think we need to remember that as we dig deep and we stand strong, we help stabilize those around us. So don't give up. The story of your life hasn't finished yet. So no matter the season, dig deep, stand strong. This season will end. And lastly, embrace each season. During winter, most trees look really plain and boring, like not much happening on the outside. And you might feel like you're currently walking through a winter season in life, or maybe you're like, actually, I don't feel like I'm walking through a winter season. I feel like I'm in a tornado and my leaves and my branches have just been ripped right off. But no matter what you're walking through, if you don't feel like you've got much fruit showing in your life, I want to encourage you. You might feel dead, you might feel useless and dry, not much fruit. But I want to encourage you with this interesting little bit of information about trees. It's interesting to note that during winter, the sap in some trees reverse flow from the branches to the roots. Fruit and leaves may disappear on the outside, but the roots grow. While the tree may look dead, it's never been healthier. This season is the season it builds its roots, ready for the next season of fruitfulness. I just really thought that was awesome, because sometimes you may not feel like you're thriving or fruitful on the outside. Maybe you feel like you're in a prison time or a desert time, but don't despair. This is the time, it could be your healthiest moment yet, when you grow your root system strong. You might feel hidden away, but honestly, if you dig into God, you could be just as healthy as when you look healthy on the outside. You know, dig into His Word and His presence. Find nourishment for the next season ahead. And don't despise the winter seasons in life. Utilize them. Don't despise the winter seasons. Utilize them. So often we get so down when we feel like we're not fruitful or going through a winter season, but now's the time to utilize that season. Press into God even more than before. The tree in Jeremiah 17 that we read about, it was fruitful in all seasons. And if I imagine my life like a tree, or your life like a tree, you may not feel like you have fruit to give in every season. But what do you have? You can still be fruitful, I believe, even if it doesn't look like there's fruit on the branches. You can still embrace each season and be fruitful. And I was thinking, you know, you could still be a tree. Your life could be a tree, like a tree, that offers shade to others. Maybe your life could be like a stabilizing factor in your family or your workplace. That's a fruitful way of using your life. Maybe your life is like a place for people to rest, a place of encouragement. in every season, you can still be fruitful in different ways, no matter how you look on the outside. And I really think it's amazing and important that standing strong provides stability to those around us in shaking times. Like I said before, it's such an important thing to stand strong, because you don't realize that you can stabilize your family and your friends and your community just by standing strong in God during rough and shaky times. In every season, no matter what your life is like, you can thrive and you can remain fruitful as long as your source is God and you draw from Him. So embrace the season. Embrace the season. And I think no matter how small your contribution in the world is, you don't know what sort of impact it can have. I love during when we first went into lockdown level 4, Simon had the awesome idea of doing like a 1 to 1.5 minute little devotional online each day for people. And at the time he was like, yeah, I can do that for a month. And little did he know it would have to be for 5 weeks, but he did it every day. I'm so proud of him. And they were so encouraging. Every day he would just share a little scripture and talk for about a minute or a minute and a half. And for some people they might think, oh yeah, that was a nice scripture. And others, yeah, that's awesome. But he had some people contact him that said it was just like life in the desert for them. It was just life changing. And I think Simon could think, you know, it was just a simple thing I did, but it was actually life changing for some people. And that's the same with you and me. So often we can think what we have to contribute to life and society isn't much, but actually your little bit could make a massive difference. A little cup of water to someone who isn't thirsty, maybe isn't it impacting, but to someone who is desperate and thirsty, it is life-changing giving them a cup of water. So don't despise what you have to offer in this life. As you dig deep and as you stand strong, as you embrace each season, honestly, your little bit and my little bit can make an amazing difference to the world. And the world actually needs you. I think we need to be reminded the world needs you, the world needs me. So let's stand strong, let's stay healthy. And just in concluding this morning, in the coming weeks and months and years, I wanted to really encourage you that our society and our world needs people who will be a strong pillar of hope to a struggling world. The church, that's you and me, we're called to be that. Jesus is the hope for humanity. And He commissioned us to carry His love to the world. And I just really felt to say, not only are we called to dig deep, not only are we called to stand strong and embrace each season, we're called to change the world with the hope of Jesus. That's our calling. I read this really cool quote the other day by Levi Merrichurch. He was speaking to a massive youth conference, but it relates to all of us too. And he said, not all of us have 10 million followers on TikTok and have friends that we can fill a bus with every week to bring to youth or church. But all of us have a fence, and all of us know how to brew a cup of tea. One-on-one, authentic and real conversations about Jesus is how we are going to change the world. And I loved that. It brings it back to what it's all about. You may not feel like your life can have much of an impact for Jesus, but believe me, it can. It starts with one person at a time that we reach with the love of God. So as you thrive in every season, you're going to provide stability, you're going to provide fruit, shade, and shelter to those around you. And as you recognize where your source needs to be, which is God, with our roots down deep, not in our circumstances, you will thrive and you will see lives of people around you absolutely transformed. So I'm challenging you guys, and I'm challenging me, to remember that our fruitfulness is actually not for ourselves. It's for those out there. It's for everyone out there. That's who we are fruitful for. You're called to remain fruitful in every season, but not for yourself. You're called to remain fruitful for others. You're called to this world and to the lost. Jesus came to seek and save the lost, and He left us with the same mission. So remember that. Remember, God has called you and me to be pillars of hope in our families, in our neighborhood, around our friends, in our schools, in our workplaces. Through you, people will find hope for living life in Jesus. And you don't need to strive or stress. Trees don't strive and stress. They just dig their roots down deep. They just stand strong and they just flourish naturally. So I want to encourage you, this isn't a striving thing. It's just doing the basics, standing strong, pressing into God and flourishing. And you'll have an amazing impact on the world when you rely on God and not your circumstances. So no matter the season, dig deep, stand strong, embrace each season and change the world with the hope of Jesus. If you're listening this morning and you don't even know Jesus or don't have a relationship with him, maybe you've fallen away from God or you feel really distant from him, I really want to encourage you that he is the only true source of life. He offers peace the world can't offer or fulfill. He offers hope that never fades. He is the only one that can wash away shame and sin from your life. And all you need to do is come to him with a repentant heart. Come humbly to him, ask him to forgive you and accept his free gift of salvation. And you can do that in one sentence, in one prayer. He sees your heart. And I believe God is calling so many people home.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope it was an encouragement to you. To contact us or to find out what's happening at our church, please check out our website, renewchurch.nz.